And we're going to finish off today, hopefully, the Zemer of Komakadi Shri. So just to review the last two stanzas here, I'll just read them through and give the taich of it. The Zemer says, Misho chazdach al yodecha, we should draw out the chesed for those who yodecha, those who know you, who know Hashem. Kel kano v'nokem, a God who takes revenge. No chele yom ha-shvi, those who wait for the seventh day. Zachar v'shamar lahakem, they anticipate the Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Zachar v'shamar. Samchem b'vinyan shalem, they're very happy with the building, the complete building of Machlokas, what that refers to, the Yushalayim, the base of Migdash. Be'or panecha tavikem, with the light of your face is going to spread out. Yir v'yum b'deshin b'secha, they're going to enjoy, benefit from the deshin, the b'secha, from the enjoyment of your house. B'nacha adenecha sashkem, and a river of adenecha, of a tanug, is going to, you're going to drink. And azor l'shovsim, help those who rest b'shvi, b'charish v'katra, they rest from plowing, they rest from reaping. Olamim, in the world, this world. Posim bo p'siya katana, they take a small step just to so'adim bo, just to simply eat. Ulevarech shalosh pamim, in order to say bracha three times. Tzidkasam tatzir ka'or, their tzidkas is emitting from their face like the ore of the shivas yamim, like the sun of the 7 days. Hashem elokei Yisrael avas tamim, Hashem, the God of Israel, who loves tam, who loves purity and simplicity. Hashem elokei Yisrael chuas olamim, Hashem, the God of Israel, who brings the Yeshua to these worlds. So that's just reading through the end of the Zemer. Let's now walk through the different pshatim of understanding a little bit more, a little deeper to this discussion. So first, number one, those are the pages at number one here. So this first number one here is the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael...
Give me sheets here.
You have that one?
The second shekel.
Second shekel, yeah. One. And
one in front of this. Right.
Two pieces here. So the Beis Yisrael, this is number one. He quotes the Baal Imri Emes Pirish al Pi Masha Kasru HaTosos. Tosos writes in the Brachos Dav Zayin. Lahakchos, he wants to ask, Ketzad Chafetz Bilam, how in the world was Bilam HaNavi able to lekalel es Yisrael? Why do you have that desire to curse Yisrael? But also shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu kois. That moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, we know that he was trying to. He knew exactly. He was the only person in the world who knew how to exactly calculate the moment Hashem gets angry. Sharei ein zamal shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu el rega. There's just one moment in time when he's angry. What could you possibly say in that split second? How could you accomplish that? So Vatir Tzitzos answers, you're right. You can't say a full klala. It's a split second. It comes and goes. You can't say a statement.
How long is the Rabbeinu Shalom second?
We don't know. It's a very, very quick. Shebilam chafetz lahaschil lekala es Yisrael ba'oso reg. He wanted to just start the curse. He wanted to say, you, and then that was it. Whatever the rest of the sentence is. Once you could start the process, the inertia was there. As long as you have the ball rolling, you release it, even though it's no longer angry, that motion is going to continue. The curse is going to take effect. V'imkein, says the Beis Yisrael, kol shekein midas tova meruba. When it comes to tova, tova is always greater than the ra. There's onish in this world, there's punishment, and then there's schar. Schar is always greater than the punishment. So if that's true when it comes to a curse, a punishment, that even just starting it could have an impact, so certainly mida tova, meruba, which is greater, shema chasadim maschilin lavo b'yom ha-shabbos, if the Shabbos is filled with chesed from Hashem, it says, mesho chastecha, you should draw out the chesed from the Shabbos, hareihem nimshochim la'ach mikan af b'mos ha-shavua. We should draw out all the chesed, all the kedusha that we get on Shabbos is really full of chesed. So if we just start that process, start the ball rolling, that chesed is going to continue for us throughout the rest of the week. We have to really appreciate that. And a lot of this comes to, how do we spend our Matzah Shabbos? What's the first thing we do when Shabbos is over? We're filled with Kedusha, 25 hours of Kedusha. What's the first thing we do? Lamaka halavai. Many people take out their phone, check their emails, check their voicemail, check their text message. They change their shirt, they change their tie, they take a shower. The first thing they do is they try to end everything on Shabbos and try to receive it. They don't take advantage of the halavai. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, apparently, he makes havdalah and eats his malamaka with his havdalah. That's like his kiddush for his malamaka. That's really going into in a malamaka. We have shal shudis that's so late in the Shabbos. I don't know about you. I could barely have shal shudis, let alone having malamaka right after making havdalah. Certainly in the winter. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole other schedule. He davens Vasikin, has his lunch at 7:30 in the morning, then he davens Mincha at 1:30, and then 1:30, what would be lunch for us around, becomes the Shalal Shudas. So by the time Shabbat is over at 6 o'clock, that's already his Malav Malka. But that would be ideal, to go right from Havdalah into Malav Malka and singing and eating. That would be wonderful, but how many of us don't, in fact, do that?
What do you do after that?
What do you do? Learn? Learn. Halavai.
I'm saying
also learn.
So at some point, so you're never going to check your text.
Yeah, at some point you do. But again, at some point you have to. But
it's going
to
be at that point.
Yeah, at some point you have to make a transition to the weekday. But should that be the first thing you do? Check your phone.
Okay.
You know, in the sense, it's legal work to have to actually receive a text or email until Monday morning.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. Business
Where?
Cannot text another a worker. You walk past the SDM. I don't think you should copy France, but I'm old enough to remember when there wasn't the cell phone, there wasn't the email, and there wasn't texting.
Wow.
Just got beat. But people didn't get bothered.
That's amazing.
So now we're so used to it, we don't remember a time when that didn't happen, and there is at least one country that it's illegal for a business to bother an employee over the weekend.
Beautiful.
So what happens if we take that in our head? I'd like to be able to get to Saturday night, that kind of thing. How do we get through that?
Right.
If we just had that in mind, what was life, those who are older enough, what was life beforehand? And what happens if I lived in a different country where I was not even allowed to check my phone?
Right. That would be very nice. It's a nice, make sure lobbying for that. That's great.
I'll let you take it.
speak to President Trump.
So Eliyahu Ben Yamin's point, though, about, you know, learning, I'll tell you my own personal experience. When I was in yeshiva, So they said in yeshiva, you know, don't flip out so quickly. It's not going to be healthy for you. Take it easy. Take breaks. And so I learned a lot during yeshiva. But the one time I didn't learn was Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, I said, is going to be my break. That's when I'll go out. I'll get some pizza. I'll take it easy. So now to this day, which was a bracha for me then, that was helpful. You need those breaks. No question. That was a very helpful break for me. But to this day, Motzei Shabbos haunts me. I cannot sit and learn. Even when I want to, I just can't. It's already in my mind that Motzei Shabbos is a night I can't learn. I try to prepare for my Sunday morning. I just can't. So now it's become my time when I exercise. Motzei Shabbos is my time to exercise. I wish I would exercise another time during the week. Not Motzei Shabbos, but that's how I've been trained. So that's my outlet. But ideally, the best thing to do after Shabbos is to go right into Malav Malka to learn if you can, and then try to hold off an hour or so of checking your text messages. In Morash HaKolo, I learned there for 2.5 summers. For me personally, that was the greatest leap in my growth and learning in Morash HaKolo. It was mamash like a jail. It was 2 months. You were nothing around there, just learning and basketball and a little bit of tennis. And they had the most intense Shabbos in the world. And after Maariv, they would clap in the bima, and there was an hour of Seder before Havdalah. So that means you had nowhere to go. You couldn't do anything for an hour. Shabbos was over, but you didn't hear Havdalah. You weren't running anywhere, so you learned for an hour. Only afterwards did I find out there were a few guys who made Havdalah privately in the bunk if you wanted to get out earlier, but I didn't know that. So instead, what I started to do was, because it was so intense for me, I would actually go to a friend of mine in Vacation Village every other Shabbos just to get away and to veg out. It's very important to take it easy and have breaks. But in the end of the day, the ideal thing, I'm telling you I can't do this myself. But ideally, to really be meshoch chasdech al yodecha, to draw out from the chesed, from the kedusha after Shabbos, that's what the Zemir here is describing. Let's go now to number two. Number two, hikshu asvarim, hare midas hachesed hi l'chor stira limidas kane v'nokem. Right, what does the Zemir say? Meshoch chasdech al yodecha kel kane v'nokem. So chesed and revenge are the opposites. How could you say that in the same sentence? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of chesed with the same point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking revenge. They're two different midos. So they quote here, HaRav HaKadosh HaMagni Mezrich. We started this last night in the Chassidus. We started introducing the Magni Mezrich. He explains that Al Pi Maimer HaBal Shem Tov B'Beir HaPasuk Kel Nekamos Hashem. What does it mean, Kel Nekamos Hashem? So the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, always represents Chesed and Rachamim, as opposed to Kel, and Nekamos is revenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a din and gevura. So Lechora, Yifalei Heach Shayach Bin Nekama Shem Rachamim. How could you use the Shem Hashem Yudke Vavke in the context when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving revenge? He's taking revenge on people. He's giving punishment. Elamashal Lama Davar Domer, what's this similar to? Le'echad Shemarad B'melech, a person who rebelled against the king. V'tachas Shianishu Amelech, instead of punishing him like he should have been, Nisu Me'al Kalasarim, he actually promoted him. V'avde Amelech, he actually appointed him second in command. Doesn't make any sense. The guy did something terrible. And you would imagine the king would punish him, put him in jail, kill him. Instead, he promoted him. What good is the promotion? Amazing. Ukshehikir Adam Zeh, Bigdulas Hamelach, Nishbar Libo Bikibo. Once he started to live with the king in the palace, up there in the corner office next to the president, the CEO, he started to realize that, wait a second, when you see how great the king is, that sometimes is a better way of doing tshuva than being punished. That's chassidus. Promote the guy. Make him feel good about themselves. Make him feel guilty in a different type of way. Make him feel proud of himself, and then on his own, he'll learn the lesson. Maybe I should be better. I should appreciate my parents more, my rebbeim, my teachers more, treating me this way. That's a much better approach, says the Baal Shem Tov. Heyach, hey is panav limrod lemalchu. This king is so good to me. My parents are so nice to me. How could I rebel? I feel so bad what I did when I was younger to them. Asher lo dai she'enu mi'asu mokichu. Not only they do not punish me, they're actually doing good for me? Can you imagine this approach? Kadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. He does tremendous things for all of us. We're all guilty of something. But yet he showers with us such schar, such reward and goodness in this world. What do we say? How do we have the nerve to rebel against a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who can kama aide chasadim? That's revenge that comes through chesed. That's the greatest revenge. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu, now he takes revenge, he gives us a schar and makes us feel guilty that way to make us better. But who masharim of action? That's what we're asking. Sheyashbiu a Kadosh Baruch Hu chasadim liyode Hashem. Shekechol sheyiru chaste Hashem. When we see the chesed of Hashem, yishbar libam v'kibam, we come brokenhearted, we feel so guilty. Heyach lo avdu kiroi, how are we not properly serving Hashem? We find this when we become parents. You know, when we're children, none of us really appreciate our parents, what they've done for us. As we get older and become teenagers, we appreciate them even less. We think we know better than them. They don't understand us anymore. They don't get it. They lived in a different generation, but they don't know that the generation 50 years ago was the same thing. Maybe different gadgets, but the same struggles parents went through as kids. So, and not until a child becomes a parent and they start raising their own kids, then they start appreciating what their parents had done for them when they were kids, until you really come full circle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he elevates us. He gives us great opportunities and great reward and tov in this world, and then we really start appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more for what he does to us.
That's what Mark Twain had said. When I was a teenager, I thought my parents were the biggest fools in the world.
Right.
When I was 22, I realized they were the smartest people in the world.
Right. Exactly.
Godfather said something a little different. He said, keep your friends close, keep
enemies
your enemies
closer.
Closer. In a sense, because...
This reminds me of, I once spent a day in Eshat Torah. I was walking around with someone who wanted to go to Eshat Torah, so he asked if I could accompany him. I actually mentioned this in my Tisha B'Av Drasha last year, where I learned a great lesson there. And I said to myself how... you know, what do I need Eshat Torah for? You know, I'm a rabbi, I don't need it. But the guy wanted me to accompany him, so I sat in the back of someone's class, I brought a Gemara, and the guy said, shut the sefer. I'm like, what? Tell me to close. I have a beard here, I'm learning Gemara Zevachim. He says, no, shut the sefer. I'm like, okay. So I learned the lesson that when a person sits in a shir, you shouldn't be learning. That's where the lesson I learned. But I learned another lesson also. He said a mashal as follows. He said, what is going to bring a person closer to Hashem? He gave two scenarios. One scenario is a guy's on the top of Tower 1 of the World Trade Center when the plane hit right below. That's one scenario. And the guy who wins a lottery. Which guy is going to quicker become a Baal Tshuva? I imagine the one who's on the top of the Twin Towers, the guy who's about to die. And he was describing this, how sometimes we go through pains in this world and terrible things, and sometimes we need to be broken to be brought back up. But then he was saying, I don't remember the whole schmooze, but then he was saying, we much prefer, though, the lottery, a much smoother path. And that, I think, is the idea here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these wonderful things for us, and sometimes we just ignore them. We win the lottery all the time, we're just missing the boat, we're missing the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us. So if we really appreciate all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when we win the lottery, then we wouldn't need to be on the situations in the extreme of the World Trade Center. And that's what it means. With the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that's the best way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take revenge. That's why he could punish us the most. That's what we much rather really appreciate, that type of message, than the other way.
Rabbi Miller says you should do chupa over your chicken soup.
Yeah, if Rabbi Miller was everything. I mean, his level of experience at Kadosh Baruch Hu in every minutia in the world was amazing. Hearing him is amazing, but no one could like replicate that. You could try, but he was a whole other world, obviously. Okay, let's now move to number three. Number three, the next page. This is the Botzina Dinhura. Those who have the other who are in the Sefer itself. So he's he says a slightly different point here, and it's repeated by the Shema Shmuel. Let's jump to number four, actually. Number four, the Shema Shmuel says the same point a little bit. He elaborates a little bit more. Number four, the Shema Shmuel writes, Tichinasenu hi shiyavo hachasadim le'elu hayodim sharos vayisurim heim imbidas kanavunokim. He's actually talking about those who receive punishment. So before we're talking about receiving chesed is actually nekama, here he's talking about when you get punished, that's actually a chesed. L'fi shebam l'tovasel shel ha'adam. When a person receives a punishment, it's actually for his benefit to a certain extent. V'tmunim bahem chasadim v'nistarim. There are hidden chasadim in, which is, again, hard. It's not something you could tell someone when he's going through an experience of something pain. But it's important to keep in the back of everyone's mind that when one does experience pain, there's some chesed, although we can't see it always, there's chesed hidden behind it. Ulechach nemra midas kel, shehi shem shel midas harachmim. Kel is a lashon of rachamim, b'midas kanavonokim. The fact that we could, sandwich these together, l'fisha gam midas kanavonokim. Even revenge, sharasha m'midas harachmim, is really rooted in rachamim. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hayodim, those who are aware, shah yisurim bar mehem merachmi Hashem. Those who are aware that even the pains in this world come from Hashem, from the rachamim of Hashem, nimshachim aleim chasadim, they're going to be filled with chesed. Shekein al yidei amun emunasam b'nimtakim kladinim u'b'telim hayisurim. Through their trust in Hashem. Now again, this is not an easy thing for a person to hear, and for a person to hear certainly when he's going through a pain, but this is the lesson that's important to always be aware of, but hard, as I said, to implement.
The person that would actually take it in such a way, then it wouldn't be the pain, then he wouldn't be experiencing pain.
Right.
If you actually take it that way, which is a wonderful thing, you know.
That's
I forgot who said it. I'm a gate. What's Basay Spitachin? Spitachin doesn't mean it's going to be good tomorrow. Spitachin means as a gate nishman reveal, that from Dhamma is a gate.
Meaning?
If it's not going the way you want it to go, then this is the way you're supposed to go. Right. You have to believe that. So get this from the bill. That from the bell. Just get it. I'm very sure. Repeat that. Stay with me. The one how it goes. That's called B'tachon. He says, don't think B'tachon. I remember when he gave it. He says, don't think B'tachon is it's going to be good tomorrow. That's not called B'tachon. Everybody says.
Even right now. Even right now.
Now. Yeah. What's happening now?
But that's a hard level. I was just reading a letter the mother of the family that got killed in the fire, the three that are recovering, the Hazan family. So she just wrote a letter I read yesterday about the pains that she's going through and how she's trying to look at it every time when a person, you need to break a kli to make a new one. And she was trying to, walk everyone through the types of feelings she was having. You can't get rid of that pain. From last Hanukkah. The Hazan family, right? Hazan, I think the name is?
Yeah.
And what? The mother of the father. The father who's now in the hospital. He's unconscious with two of his kids. So his mother, the grandmother of the kids, the mother of the father. So she was writing a letter. It's a very nice powerful letter about what the pain she's going through, her struggle of how to look and find the chesed, find the tov that's somehow hidden in this, which no one could find. You can't. Sometimes you just can't find it. It's there, you can't find it, and no one has the right to tell her to find it. They had it back and forth also, yeah. Okay. Let's go now to number five. They can, right. And there's on that point, there's someone in the community a couple years ago who, a young guy, younger than me, who had lost his wife. Young kids, and she was, I think she was pregnant at the time even. They had an early delivery before she had passed away. And he was saying, I went to Menachem Avil, and he was saying that the things people would come in and say, you can't imagine. No one knows how to respond in such a situation. But the only people he said were able to comfort him were those who themselves had lost a spouse, who could really understand what that feeling is like. So sometimes when it comes to these cases, you better off the halacha. The Gemara says in Brachos, Agra, Agra, the schar for nicham avelim is shtika, staying quiet, silent. You're not supposed to speak. You shouldn't speak. That's the best thing. If they reach out to you and they acknowledge your presence and they ask to talk, then you could engage in the conversation. That's halacha, but also that's in the psychology of it. You shouldn't be speaking unless they ask you to speak, and don't say things that you shouldn't be. It's a very uncomfortable thing being Menachem Avil, but trust me, it's much better just to show up and stay silent than to say something that's really just stupid, plain old stupid. People just don't know. Okay. Number five. This is from Sidur Shel Shabbos. Is going now in the piece of No Cheliyoma Shvi Zachor Veshamer Lahakim, those who wait to anticipate the seventh day in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shamer Vezachor. Yesh Lefarish B'Kavanas Apai, let's understand what he had in mind here, that Misho Chastechol Yodecha, to draw the chesed to those who know, L'No Cheliyoma Shvi, those who wait for the seventh day, Shabbos, She Yisgalu HaChasadim Le'elu Anochim U'Mitzapin Masay Tavo HaShabbos. You know who's going to be Zochet to chesed? Those who are really anticipating the coming of Shabbos. Shekein, mimidas bal hachesed lirdov achar ani ulemales machzor. What's a bal chesed? A bal chesed is a man or woman who is chasing after opportunities to do chesed. Ki nafsho mishtokekes umisavel ligmol chesed imzulaso. A person who's a bal chesed has a great desire to just help anyone who needs, looking for chances to help out. Umidas chesed. We have to. People think that chesed is only in the world of tzedakah. That's not true. El bechol hamitzvos. Chesed is whenever person is chasing after a mitzvah. That's also a midah of chesed. Chesed is to run after things, to try to expand yourself. Sheachosid yoshev u'metzapel lechol mitzvah masai tavo liyado v'yikaymenu. You know what a real chesed is? Not a person who does chesed. That's part of it. A person who's looking for every chance to do any mitzvah. We were outside before, and Ezra had a good mussar lesson. He said he's going to go wash in a bench. Why? How often do you have a chance to mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, v'chalta v'tzavata v'rachta? So a real chassid is a guy who's looking for every single chance to perform a mitzvah. Lefikach, mida keneged mida. Roy sheis galu chaste abore le'elu ha'mishtokikinu mitzapin le'bias Shabbos. Those who are anticipating Shabbos, by definition, anytime you anticipate a mitzvah, that means you're Baal Chesed. You're looking to grow. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back with Chesed from Himself. You have to really look for mitzvahs. It's like, there's one mitzvah I always wanted, to perform, but there's one mitzvah I learned the sugya well many years ago. I don't think I'll ever have the chance, but if I'm Zocha, I'd love to. I like to fulfill every mitzvah possible, but there's one mitzvah I really am fond of. It's a very strange mitzvah. I hope I have the chance to one day, but it's a mitzvah of Peter Chamor. Peter Chamor is a firstborn donkey. I learned that sugi once. I gave a shir on it in YU, so I'm very attached to it. But it's such an unlikely circumstance to ever come about because who owns it? I have it. It's unlikely. Yeah, it's unlikely, though. So it's unlikely to have a donkey, to have one, number one. Number two is it has to have a firstborn boy, not a girl. Number three is they have many miscarriages, so it's unlikely to have any Peter Chamor. So it's so unlikely. So once in a while, you see a picture that a Gadar, Rav Shtein, Rav Yashav got to do a Peter Chamor. It happens like once every 5 years. So unless you're the Gad Hador, you're not getting that chance of the mitzvah. The guys buy the opportunity for the mitzvah to be mechabed the Gedolei Hador. So a real Baal Chesed is a guy, a girl, who's looking for every chance to help people out, to do any mitzvah they possibly can, to Shluach HaKan, that's a great mitzvah, it's a very easy mitzvah, to seek out opportunities to do mitzvah. Anyone did Shluach HaKan here? I've done Shluach HaKan twice. Yeah, many times, yeah.
It happens to be that I have an apartment that I have in Eretz Yisrael. The birds, for whatever reason, it's very annoying, but they land on, they make a thing on the windowsill. So every time I'm there, there's an egg in it.
Right, great. Perfect.
There,
that's amazing. So that's a great opportunity. So that I got to do twice. But there are other mitzvahs like this. There's Reishis HaGeiz. There are like some interesting mitzvahs that we don't think about so much that we could really perform. I also want to do Kisui Hadam. That's one I want. That's an easy one to do. You've done that? Oh, you got it? Okay. It's on my bucket list of things to do. So, Bar Park, yeah. You did Padach Hamura?
I went to the
Sarma. Oh, you said, okay. I went to... What?
I went. You could pay. They did it in...
Brooklyn. In the hangar thing, right?
Right by the hangar. You pay money for it. You got a
chalik in it. I want to do it. I really want to break the neck of the donkey or at least switch with the sheep.
Violent tendencies.
I could do it. But you also do Arifa. Poda is preferred to the Arifa.
Right.
But you could do both. Arifa is also a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. But
do
actually, we don't want to do everyone. We like there's certain ones you don't want to do, right? You don't want to do you know, if you could avoid, you don't want to do get, you don't want to do a chalitza, you don't want to do yivun. Those are you don't want to do. I got to go to a chalitza once. That's an interesting one. So that's the closest I'm going to hopefully ever get to a chalitza. So I witnessed a chalitza in Young Israel in Flatbush, one of the Young Israels there. That it was amazing. You had these two people on stage, the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law, and they were like performers. I felt bad for them. Everyone's like hanging from the rafters to see what was going on, to watch her spit. He took off the shoe. So it was nice to see actually how it works, but I felt bad for the two people on stage, like 500 people watching them. Yeah. But okay.
Sure, Rabbi Kalmanson used to shechted the Rebbe on the Arab Kippur. He would go first to the Rebbe to shechted the Rebbe. And then he used to come to my grandfather. The chickens were in the basement.
Uh-huh. You know, that's something that... So I should go to Bar Park.
Okay.
Fine. Let's go now to number six. Number six, the Beis Aaron. The Beis Aaron is commenting on the inyan of binyan shalem. The statement was that in the zemir here, samchem bevinyan shalem, to be happy with the building of the binyan shalem. What does binyan shalem mean? Afshe Kadosh Baruch Hu kanev enokem bov de avodah zarah. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu takes revenge on those who worship idols. Kinemar, it says in the pasuk, "Lo seshacha velahem v'lo saav dem ki anochi Hashem elokeichem kel kano ame very vengeful God." Mikomakom im heim shomer mitzvah Shabbos b'mitzvah zocher v'shomer. If they keep Shabbos, nimchal lahem avonim. I'm going to be mocha them. V'yismechu b'vinyan shalem shu b'vinyan beis hamikdash. Shekinemar kol shomer Shabbos kilchaso afilu ovid avodah zarah kedoran enosh mochlin lo. Anyone who keeps Shabbos, that's going to serve as a mechila for everyone, even if you do the iser of avodah zarah. So it sounds like that when a person keeps Shabbos, he really keeps the binyan beis hamikdash above. That's what binyan shalem means here. But look what the Ora Meir says, number 7, a fascinating point here. Binyan shalem, according to the Ora Meir, is binyan shalem is romez al guf ha'odom v'ramach evarov. It's referring to a person's own body. Shemechavnin keneged beis hamigdash v'kelev. So this is a fascinating point. I fell in love with this idea when I was in 10th grade. How so? I had a rabbi, Rabbi Dr. Lukens. Rabbi Dr. Lukens, I think, now teaches an MTA maybe. He was my Navi Rebbe, and he taught me chemistry and maybe some other subject. He's a genius. And for some reason, he shared this point when we learned Navi. I don't remember the context, about a Malbim. And the Malbim, the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, maybe, that says the whole Beis HaMikdash really corresponds to the entire body. And the one thing that really struck me is he said that the brain, I don't remember, maybe the doctors here could help me, but the different parts of the brain. And corresponding to the different parts of the brain, that which was in the Aron, in the Kodesh Kodashim, corresponds to the different parts of the brain. So he said, what's in the Aron? We have three items that are in the Aron. There's the broken luchos, which he said was a broken circle. I don't know how he knew that, but two now semispheres, broken, which is part of the brain. If you have the terms, you could certainly fill in. What are they called?
Circle of Willis.
Circle of Willis, that's what it's called, okay. Then you have the second luchos, which were intact, which was another part of the brain. And then you had the Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, which was like a scroll, which represents another part of the brain, which looks like a scroll, something like that. And that fascinated me. And so the Aron was in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the brain, the Moach, which corresponds to the human brain. And that's all he really said. But as I learned more and more over the years, I did not learn much in high school, but after that I learned a lot more. So I always tried to keep that in mind, which other parts of the Beis HaMikdash correspond to the parts of the body. So you could fill in many of them, but one that comes to mind is the Shulchan reminds me of the stomach and the rib cage maybe. The Mizbeach has what's called, there are two holes where you pour the wine and the water down the holes. It's, I think the Misha calls it a chotem, like a nashul, like two nashuls that are there. So there are many things that correspond to the body. So what he's saying here, when we're talking about the Samchem Bevinyan Shalem, it's referring to the building of a person, the person's body, the Binyan Shalem, which is correspondent to the Beis HaMikdash. Shekein Tzarech HaAdam Letayr Ulekadesh Gufo Ve'evar, a person has to cleanse himself, purify himself, Ad Sheyehu Domim L'Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, until he's really mamish like the Beis HaMikdash. Each person's a mini Beis HaMikdash. V'cho'ol Chelo Tir Gufo V'tikin Es Binyan Atzmo, so long as he hasn't fixed himself or herself, Lo Yuchal L'Smoach L'Asid Lavo B'Vinyan Beis HaMikdash. If you haven't made yourself complete, you're not going to fully appreciate and be happy in the future when the Bayis Shlishi comes back. Amnam. Ein Adam Yachal Agil L'Madrega Zu Il Malei Kadosh Baruch Hu Oza. But no one here, no one in this world could come to that moment of Binyan Shalem without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. V'Hushe Yosid Hapai, that's what he means. Samchem B'Vinyan Shalem Sheyehu Yisrael Ru'uyim L'Smoach B'Vinyan Beis HaMikdash HaShalem Ayidei Sheyizku L'Tar L'Sakin Gufam. When is a person zocha to this completion? Kasher b'or panecha tavike m'shetar lehem meharas or panecha. The only way to get to a point of binyan shalem is b'or panecha tavike. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu showers us with his light, with his chesed, that's really the only way we could come to the binyan shalem. Okay, now let's go to number 8. The Baal Shem Tov. Zavodas Yisrael. You guys see that on yours? Mm-hmm. Next page. It's entitled Azor L'Shovsim.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So Azor L'Shovsim, Meshvi Becharsh V'Katzer Olamim. What it literally means is that help those who rest from plowing and from harvesting. So the Baal Shem Tov says here, Pirish Baal Shem Tov in Biremes Apasuk Becharsh V'Katzer Tishbos. This is a reference to that pasuk. Cheresh is Rashi Tevos Revi, Chamishi, and Shishi. It's out of order, but Cheresh is representing those 3 days of the week: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. LeRames ki b'shlosh yomim halalu tzarch adam lahachin atzma l'Shabbos. So you need to prepare. Right, Charisha is the process preparing before you start planting and before you start growing things. So too, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the Charisha into Shabbos, so kemo hacharisha shehi hachana lizriya v'ktira, and the shloshes yomim l'shila achar Shabbos, the 3 days after Shabbos, rishon sheni v'shlishi, Sundays, Monday and Tuesday, heim b'chinas ktira Shabbos, that's reaping the benefits of all the work you've done in Shabbos. She'adayin nimshochim behem kol ha'shpoz sheyardu lo b'tfilas ha'Shabbos, because now is when the Shabbos is really putting into the week now all the Kedusha, all the Chesed that we're looking for. So that's another twist, another understanding of Charish V'Katzi is referring to the days of the week as they surround Shabbos. Okay, now let's jump to number 9. Now, these are one of the lines in these Zemiros. I don't always pay attention to the lyrics when I read them, but this one I never really understood. Posim Psia Katana, what it meant to take small steps. So this interesting idea here brought down in the Sefer here, number 9, this is the Botsina de Nehura. It's posted about Psia Ketana. You guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Perish Rav Kadosh Rebbe Baruch Mimezhbiz, Sha'af Elu Shehem Mimadrega Pechusa, even those people who are on a very low level, who post them B'Shabbos Rak Psia Ketana, they don't do much. They take small baby steps L'Sod. They go eat, that's all they do. Maybe they don't go to Davin, they don't do much. They go to the meals, that's about it. Ulevarach shlosha pamim, they say three benchings, that's all they do. Afal pikein tidkoscham tatsir kor shivas hayamim. Despite the fact that they're not doing anything more than a psia katana, they're still zoche to the tidkoscham of a kadosh baruch hu, the or shivas hayamim. This is a very important lesson for everyone here. Imagine everyone here who's the fact that they're spending their Friday mornings to learn a little bit. They do more than simply eating and benching on the Shabbos. They hopefully do more in learning and davening and other wonderful things. But many times we are very judgmental. People are judgmental. And we frown upon people who do nothing more than eat and go back to sleep. So it's one of the fundamental principles of Hasidus is to look at everyone in a very favorable way. That's not only Hasidus, that's also that's Yiddishkeit. That's Dan Lekav Schuss. But Hasidus really brought out that aspect that even though you're seeing a person who looks like he's not from, he has got tattoos all over his body, he's got piercings all over the body, and he's got a long ponytail. So we look at that person as we don't care, he doesn't care about us, we don't care about him. But you just watch how Chabad stands at the Kosel trying to give every single person walking there a yarmulke to put tefillin on for 30 seconds. That just to have that chab, that one mitzvah, that psia katana, they could appreciate even a psia katana, even that small baby step that a person takes, that's tzidkosam tatsir ki'or shivas yomim. That too is worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, of his or hagonas that spreads itself out throughout the 7 days of a week. And that's a level we all have to work on, that even a psia katana is worthwhile. Yeah, not everyone's going to be at our level, but still, at their level, the famous Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Dessa, talks about the Nekudas HaBechira. Anyone hear this discussion? Nekudas HaBechira is referring to every single person has a certain Nekuda where his decision has to be made. Meaning what? You know, my decision in life is, let's say, should I learn now or not learn now? Someone else's decision, should I wake up for minyan or not? Should I put tefillin on today or not? Should I eat this cheeseburger or not? Every single person has a scale. What is his nekudas habachir? What is his decision in life? We all have to grow. Every time we're in a certain stage, we could fall or we could grow. So just because my nekudas habachir is at this point of should I learn or not, but I'm wearing tefillin, I'm davening a minyan, this other guy's nekudas habachir is somewhere else where doesn't know if he should eat this cheeseburger or not. But that's his Nekudas HaBechira, and we have to appreciate where he's holding life and where we're holding in life. And we can't judge anyone because we're at a different level. And that's what it means here. Even a psia katana, even a small baby step, is something that's very, very praiseworthy, even though just coming to eat and bench, that's something to be said for.
Is it seen in the Hura?
Not sure. Okay, we'll get there hopefully in the Thursday night shir. I'm only up to the Magni Medrash right now. So I'm only three in. Okay, what time is it now? Let's, there's one last thing. Let's skip number 10. There's a last page of which I didn't make a copy of. But I'll just say it outside here about the last piece about Tumim. Let's see, for you guys. I'm looking for it. If you look at the Bezechusel Shel Avram Avinu, it says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Avas Tamim, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Tshuva Solamim. So there's a piece, I'll read outside, a small piece from the Tver Shlomo. He says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, B'gematria Taryag. Interesting. Who remez shezochu Yisrael l'kabel Taryag mitzvos. Klai Yisrael was zocha to the 630 mitzvos, b'zuchus avasel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Avinu. Hanikr b'shem Tamim. This last line here is connecting the Ava Hashem had for Avram, dafu because Avram was a Tamim. As it says, Hishalich lefnai, v'yesamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you walked in front of me, and you're mamish tamim, u'bezuchuso, because of the tamimus that you walked in front of me, tielanu tshuas olam, we're going to be zocha to Yeshua. So I'm going to just make an interesting point here. I think it's the Chassam Sofer that writes, every individual in the Tanakh that was described as tamim lived to a life that was a multiple of the number 7. I mentioned this before. The Avram Avinu, I need to remember the numbers now, lived to 175, I think it was. 175 is divisible by 7. Those who want to do quick math, 175 divided by 7 is
25.
So now, if you, who else was there? Yaakov Avinu lived 147. He was called the Tam. Ish Tam, 147 is divided by 7, 21. 21 times 7 is 147. There are a couple others, I'm not remembering all of them. What? Noach is the big Shiloh. Noach was also called the Tamim Hayah B'Dorosov. Problem was, he lived until what age? 950 is not divisible by 7. It's a problem. How do you get around that? So it says B'Dorosov. Dorosov, the Meshech Chachma says, he lived in 2 generations. He lived in Dor HaMabul before and afterwards. So he lived 600 years before Dor HaMabul. Afterwards, he lived 350 years. So he was Tamim in the door afterwards. 350 is divisible by seven. So every single person who was called Tamim in the Torah, in fact, lived to an age of Tamim. Why seven? Because seven, we know the Maharal says it's complete. Everything's complete. That's Tamim. In fact, that's why we say Tamimus. When do we say the word Tamimus? Tamimim, rather? Which mitzvah is Tamimim? Shavuos. Shavuos is 49. Seven times seven is Tamimim. That's Tvias Omer. The word Tamim itself has the gematria of 490, which again is divisible by seven. Tamir Tashem Yishol B'Zocha, with all the Tamimus that we have, to be Zocha to the Tshuas Olamim. Tamir Tashem will pick up next week with Menucha V'Simcha. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Who said that?
I think that was...